Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of the Chill Out Show. I hope everyone's having a great day. So this is the audio version of the Chill Out Show. If you're watching this on YouTube, then you might be wondering why we are starting on episode one, because, as I said, this is the audio version and is a completely different series. Of course, the camera version will still keep on going, but the episodes, they take a long time to make, and I also kind of lost motivation to make them. So yeah, but they will be coming back, so don't worry. Yeah. Okay, so this is segment one of segment four. I forgot to state in the intro that we're going to do this in a segmented way. There's going to be four segments in each episode. So yeah, this is segment one. Okay, so I just want to talk about, you know, the explosion of views on my main YouTube channel, which is Shane Has Plays on YouTube. And basically what happened was that one of my videos, Cocomelon Urate, Do Not Wear Earphones, that video actually got loads and loads and loads of views, right? I think about 36,000 at the time we are recording this. And that might not sound like a lot to you, but it sounds like a lot to me since, you know, I'm currently at 88 subscribers. So really, it's an amazing achievement, by the way, and it's just so amazing that I did that. Now you might be wondering, how did I do that, right? Because 36,000 is a lot, okay? And you do not know how much 36,000 is if you don't have a channel, because I've been a small channel for quite a while now, right? I'm not a huge channel, and I haven't like experience too much success with my, you know, YouTube life, like through my whole YouTube life. And you know, reaching 36,000 is a huge feat, but you might be wondering, like, how did I do that, right? So firstly, I think the main thing is that it has the name Cocomelon in it, and it's like related to Cocomelon, and that just instantly makes it boom, right? Cocomelon has been trending for so damn long, it's crazy. Like, the topic of Cocomelon has been exploding, right? Like, not now, but like some time ago, like a week ago, it completely just exploded, you know, because Cocomelon had hit 100 million subscribers. Now, I made that video 3 months ago, so actually, you know, it got quite some views. It garnered quite some views, you know, the first 2 months, but then a week ago, it just exploded straight away. Like, it was crazy. It was really crazy. I just remember checking every day. Like, it's still gaining views at this moment. Like, it's absolutely amazing. And then I released a Christmas version of the Cocomelon Urate. You see, Cocomelon actually, you know, made a Christmas edition intro. So I was like, okay, I need to capitalize on that, because I was like just checking Cocomelon, you know, subscribers, seeing how close they were to PewDiePie, the god, right? PewDiePie is god. So, you know, it had released a Christmas edition to the intro. Okay, I'm recording a podcast right now. Okay, I'll just wake up at 8 o'clock. Okay, close the door. Thank you. I'm so sorry about that. Let's get back to the podcast. This is one of the this is just one of the bad things about living with your family, is that they interrupt your podcast. Am I right? So relatable. But anyways, I'm talking about the Christmas edition. So I have basically done the same thing with the normal one, and I just did the same thing, and it garnered a lot of views too. Right now it's about like a 5k in just 2 weeks, no, a week and a half actually. That's also just very impressive, you know, because that's not a number you see all the time. With like a lot of videos of mine, I normally just gain 10 views, 7 to 10 views, that's it, right? Maybe sometimes I might gain 20 views. It's just, you know, very, very unpredictable. But with a number of 5k in just like 1 week, you know, that is impressive. That is actually, it's not, how long was it ago? I posted on Christmas, right? So about 2 weeks. 2 weeks. So that's just crazy. I mean, for a small channel like mine with 88 subscribers, that's crazy. And my total views is 43,000. So I mean, I'm just so happy. I'm just really, really happy. But that's not the only thing I want to talk about too, though. So there has been two channels that were influenced by what I did, and they copied me. So there's a channel that is called Techno Slime. He's my friend, okay? He's my friend. I kept on bragging to him about all my views, because he does a channel too, and you know, he used to brag about his views. So I bragged about my 30,000 views, you know, just, and then he just got jealous. He just got jealous real quick. And you know, he also kind of wanted some views, so he made his own Coco Melon Yuri, and it actually garnered quite some views, 300 views in like, you know, 2 weeks too. So it's actually really impressive, not gonna lie. I mean, like, it might seem low because I got a lot of more views, you know, but that is actually his most popular video yet, and it's very impressive. It's very, very impressive. But yeah, it's nowhere compared to mine. I want to tell you guys about the more fun one, guys. So there's this guy called Jabor Gamer, and he has decided to copy me. So this one is the one that is seriously, like, really funny. So basically, you know, I don't really talk to him that much, because I just don't want to talk to him. He also has his own channel, right? And he doesn't work hard on it at all. It's like all just low quality videos. So he made his own Coco Melon Yuri, as he, you know, wanted a bit of the pie. And you know, both Techno Slime and Jabor Gamer posted it late, okay? You know, I can condone like my friend Techno Slime doing it, because it makes sense. But Jabor Gamer, like, he got 92 views, okay, in 4 minutes. So that is not good. That is not very impressive, actually. It's his second most viewed video though, and he has 117 subscribers. That is 29 more than mine, right? Yet his most popular video has 93 views, and he has 117 subscribers. I mean, you know that's a bit, just saying, a bit weird. But yeah, that is what he did. I remember just me and my friend laughing about it for so long, because it's pretty hilarious, like, how he just decided to do that, right? But yeah, so that is actually like my segment about my Coco Melon success. It's just so satisfying to see your video, you know, explode, but not for the right reasons though. Like, it's a bit disappointing that my lowest effort video has the most views. Like, I kind of hope that, like, my highest effort video will get the most views, but no, my lowest effort video. So that's kind of, you know, disappointing. I'm kind of happy to, because it has helped me gain some subs, but still, I'm just disappointed that it wasn't for the right reasons. And I hope in the future, I will have a really good quality video that got views for the correct reasons. Thank you guys for listening to this segment. I'll catch you back after a break. So, the next thing I want to talk about in segment 2 is meditation. So meditation is one of these things where when you really immerse yourself in it, then you really just see a change in a lot of your daily life, actually. And it's just so cool, right? So I'm gonna tell you all about my experiences. So basically, I just started meditation about a week ago. And really, I've been trying to immerse myself in it, and it has really worked. I listen to the Daily Meditation Podcast. Basically, it's this daily 10-minute podcast where this meditation guider has basically, like, been giving insights on meditation and then give the instructions on meditation, and I found them super calming and super helpful. Now, you might be wondering, you know, why are you doing this, firstly? Because, you know, meditation might not work for some people, okay? Sometimes meditation doesn't work for everyone. Maybe it's their attention span, or maybe they just can't do it. And firstly, it was like that for me too. I just couldn't sit still there. I needed to move. But one thing I've realized about meditation is that you don't necessarily have to, you know, follow all the instructions. You can just actually, you know, adapt a bit. Let's just say you can't sit straight, okay? Maybe it's that you're too tired. Then you can lean on your chair. You don't necessarily have to listen to the meditation guide. You can always change it up a bit, but I recommend following it as much as you can. But if, like, meditation is all about comfort, right? A huge part of it is about comfort and all that stuff. But if you're not having comfort, then it really just, you know, it's not too good. Because it's all about comfort, and when you don't have any, it doesn't really give as much of the effect as you want it. Now, the reason I'm talking about meditation so much is that, you know, this is the chill out show, okay? The chill out show means to chill out and stuff. So I might just recommend tips too, like while you listen to this podcast, maybe after you can go meditate or something. Because, well, I think it's something that everyone should do. You know, everyone's been so caught up with their daily lives. We've had so much negativity in 2020, and it's still going in 2021. And basically, things are not really getting much better. And if you have a lot of negativity in your life, you become a negative person, and it will basically affect you and the people around you, and things just get worse for you. So to improve your life and basically just become a better person and all, you know, meditation can really help guide you to becoming that. Now, another thing I find about meditation is that they're also very relaxing. Every day I'm so, you know, anxious, you know, there's so much work to do, there's just so many things to worry about, so many things on the back of my hands. But when, you know, I meditate, it really just helps me relax. It helps me just, you know, forget about all my problems and just, you know, take a break for about 15 minutes, I guess. And the thing about meditation is that after you listen to the instructions and guide, you can start meditating by yourself and you will know how to do it, right? And that's one of the things the podcaster has said, okay? She said that, like, you know, after you listen to these instructions, you can actually, you know, meditate for another 5 minutes by yourself, or maybe just another 10 minutes by yourself, just without the instructions, and really just do those things just without her guidance. And I find that, you know, really helpful, because really, like, 5 minutes of instructions isn't enough, right? We kind of need more. And, you know, her just telling us and repeating what to do isn't gonna be helpful at all. You know, if you're a long-time meditator, you can start doing it by yourself and stuff. You know, I have tried meditating a lot in the past, definitely, because, you know, life is hard, it'll hit you hard, and, yeah, you need something to help you relax and stuff, right? So, I found meditation as an escape, but it didn't always work. Sometimes, you know, life was hard, but meditation just didn't work for me that much. In the past, a couple years ago, I've always tried to get back into it every now and then, but I just found other alternatives that weren't exactly that great. You guys know, like, when things were hard, I would like to escape the world, you know? I would just like to run away from all my problems. And I would do that by watching loads and loads of YouTube videos, or just, you know, playing loads of games and just, you know, run away from all my problems and just ignore them. And that eventually drove me into a very dark state of depression. But with meditation and all that stuff, you know, it's a way to help you face your problems in a different mindset and help you tackle them better, because they really set you in this mode where you can really just see, you know, what's going on and just clear your mind. Because all the time, you know, our minds are so cloudy. It really does help with that too. And it can help you become more positive so that you can go through your day and be happier. Because, you know, no one really wants to have a negative and sad day. We all want to have a positive and happy day. So with meditation, you can actually do that. You see, like, it's hard trying to be positive, and because there's always just so much on our minds and all that stuff. But, you know, when you meditate, at first it might not work, okay? You might not be accustomed to being too positive, but the more you do it, the easier it becomes, you know? So, I think that's one of the things, you know, I would like to say. And, yeah. So, you know, I've already, like, yesterday, you know, I mean, not yesterday, like, about last week, you know, when I had just recently gotten into meditation, you know, suddenly a flow of negative things just crashed straight into my life, right? I had an annoying and really negative sibling who was always swearing at me and all that stuff, and you just got loads of different stuff just coming at me. And you know, the meditation did help a bit, but eventually it wore out because I just couldn't remember it, right? But the more I did it, the more it got stuck in my head, you know, the practice, you know, like they said, take deep breaths. But, you know, deep breaths might not necessarily work. Sometimes you can uplift your eyes, you know, lift your eyes closer to your eyebrows. That will make you uplift your thoughts. And I think a lot of meditation is about thoughts too, you know, thinking and looking at things from different perspectives, because you can see everything with a different perspective, you know. So I'd like to think of everything that, like, everything positively, okay? There's a number of ways you can see something, but I think positive is the best way you can look at something. It's just the best, because you don't affect the people around you, you don't affect yourself, and, well, you do affect yourself, but in a good way, instead of a bad way when you are being negative, right? So yeah, this is like my segment about, you know, meditation and all that stuff. I feel that is really important to, you know, talk about, because just, you don't want to affect a lot of people around you. It can ruin your relationships, it can ruin yourself, and it happens to so many people every day. So yeah, I'll see you guys in segment 3. Goodbye. Hello everybody, and welcome back to segment 3 of the Chat Show. So today I want to talk about my Call of Duty anxiety. Okay, so I don't know if you all know, but you know, there's this thing in Call of Duty Mobile called ranked match. Okay, and basically the more games you win, the more points you earn, and you can start going up a higher rank, and eventually it goes from rookie to veteran to I think elite, and then to pro, and then to master. Okay, so you know, master is like I think the highest rank, and I've been trying to get there. So I started grinding a lot in ranked match in Call of Duty. So basically, you know, I went from Elite 1 to Elite 2 to Elite 3 all the way until Elite 5. And then after Elite 5, you rank up to Pro 1 and then Pro 2, Pro 3, Pro 4. And then now I'm at Pro 5. So, you know, I was like, okay, let me just keep on grinding. But the higher level you are, you start losing more points if you lose. Okay, so at first, like rookie and veteran, you don't lose any points when you lose, because you know they feel bad. I think that's the same for elite. But then in elite 5 and then to onwards, you start losing more points and more points every single time you lose. So let's say if I lost a match in pro 1, I would lose about like about 5 to 10 XP, I guess. But if I lost a match in Pro 5, I would lose 30 to 40 XP. Okay? But it also wildly varies. If I do super duper well, and I do so well that, you know, like, and my team loses for me, then the game would know, okay, you kind of deserve a bit of points. It will give you like 5 XP. Or maybe we'll deduct less from you. So, yeah. So, you know, I am a pretty decent Call of Duty player, I'm not gonna lie. So, you know, I like started leveling up pretty fast. But then, you know, yeah. So, that was on my journey. But then, on Pro 5... I had just started playing and playing and playing until I was one XP away from master. Literally one XP away from master. Okay, I got really pissed off. I was like, okay, let me just win another game or two. But then I started going on a losing spree, because I was so anxious. Like, I was so damn anxious to lose. I was like, okay, if I lose, I'll go down. But then, you know, I was so anxious that my aim, my fingers were kind of, you know, jiggly and stuff. Not jiggly, like they were shivering and stuff. I was just so damn scared. And in the end, I went on a losing streak, and I lost a lot of matches. And sometimes, you know, after a day or two, after I lost like 2 matches, I quit the game. No, but then I got back the next day, I regained my composure, and started playing again. But too bad, my team was absolutely horrible. So this is the thing about Call of Duty matching, it's completely random, okay? They'll give the other team amazing players, and give the other opposite team, horrible players. And it's just so random. So my team that I've had for these past few days were absolutely
horrible. Sometimes I can do so well and I'm so amazing, but then my team is just dragging me down. It's so annoying. It's so annoying. And you know, this, it just makes me want to punch a wall or something. I got so annoyed. Like, it's not fair at all. It's literally not fair at all. They do hardly anything in the match. Instead, the liabilities who bring me down. Well, I try to do my best, and I do very well sometimes. Sometimes it's just impossible to play because my team isn't backing me up. So in those times when like the map is really just important on your teammates, and if your teammates aren't there to help you, you also die. So you know, that just happened. My teammates were so suckish that, you know, I was like doing a 1v3, 1v4 in a gunfight, and basically I just lost a lot of them because I had no one to help me and back me up. But sometimes, you know, the match only depends on yourself, right? And I literally, like, I tried so hard. Like, I was doing so damn well, you know? I got over 3,000 points. And that's a lot, okay? And then the other team only had like 2,000 with the MVP. But then my team, they were horrible. They all had like under 1,000 points. And I was just carrying them so hard. But it was impossible, because they were dragging me down. The other team, they had more consistent scores, you know. They might have had like 1,500 for the MVP. But then, you know, they had 1,300 for their second best player. And then it was more consistent. It wasn't a very high range, you know. For my team, it was, okay? I was at 3,000 points. Then my second best was at like 800 points only. Okay, that was how extremely horrible my team was. And I just thought, I was like, what? Okay, and it was just so damn annoying. And yeah, and I just lost a lot of points. That was my rant about how horrible Call of Duty matching is. And I think other games have always experienced this, you know. Fortnite, PUBG, all those games have experienced it. It's just so horrible how these games can't have better matching techniques, you know. They just overbuff the other team. Like, they should have a bot that could read stats and all that stuff, but you know, they just look at your rank, okay, we'll pair you together, but they don't look at how low of their rank, because in professional, there is 1 to 5, right? What if 4 of my teammates are pro 1, and another one of them is pro 5, right? It's so annoying, and it pisses me off so damn hard. It's just so, like, why, you know, like, why does the game have to do this? Why can't they give me, like, pro 3s in my team or pro 4s in my team? Why do I get so many pro 1s and 2s, you know? That's how pissed off I am. And, you know, it makes me want to stop playing the game, right? But I think, you know, it's still a pretty nice game, and I'll try my best. But yeah, so I think that is it for this segment. That was my rant about Call of Duty matching. It really is a problem that just game developers should fix. And yeah, and I'm gonna be consistently trying to improve my stats and you know, do much better and try to win a lot more on my YouTube channel, which you can go subscribe to. It's Shane Has Plays. Shane space has space and then plays, and then you press search and then you find it as the first result. And then yeah, then you can go subscribe. It's a very, very nice channel, definitely. And you should also go subscribe to the Chill Out Show for extra episodes. So yeah, that is the Chill Out Show, the space Chill Out Space Chill Out Show. So yeah, that is my, like, that's just me, you know, monetizing all my channels and stuff. So yeah, Let's go to segment 4. Hello everybody, welcome to the last segment of the podcast, and today I'm gonna address a very very serious topic that just happened. So basically, I think a lot of you all know the news. Basically, Trump protesters stormed the Capitol building, and during Joe Biden's certification in Congress, right? So basically, Congress has approved of Joe Biden's victory, and it's now official. Joe Biden is the president. It's gonna turn into the president on the 20th of January. But before that certification, a couple of hours before, Trump protesters had stormed the Capitol building. Now, firstly, this is very serious, okay? I don't know what it is with Trump protesters, but, like, they just can't accept the loss. I mean, yeah, I don't like the Democrats, okay? I'm not a big fan of them. Definitely not a big fan of them. But I'm also not a huge fan of the Republican Party. Especially with Donald Trump, okay? Like, I'm fine with both if they have, like, good candidates. You know, but Trump has done a lot of bad things with the US-China sanctions, you know. He is racist. He, you know, he did loads and loads of stuff. And, like, Joe Biden, I think it is a true victory. He has no evidence of election fraud, okay? He has been accusing and filing many lawsuits, but you know, they have all been denied, and yeah, which is good because he has literally no proof. So yeah, that's when the certification was happening and Trump protesters were very mad. Now I think, you know, I can understand, like, these hardcore fans of Donald Trump, these hardcore supporters, they probably just are really just horrified at the election results that, you know, Trump lost. And I'm not surprised, but, you know, they're Trump supporters, and a lot of them are radical, you know, on the radical right. So yeah, the radical conservative. So you could see, like, okay, I'm not that surprised, but storming the Capitol building, that is just horrible. That is horrifying, and you could see the magnitude of this. It was deadly. There were 5 people that died. 4 of them were part of the protest, and one of them was a police officer that died due to his injuries. That's just so horrible. It's a deadly day, and I think a lot of Americans and people all around the world are just horrified. Like, I'm at a loss for words right now. I just can't describe how bad this event was. And it's Trump's, you know, it's Trump's memorable exit, I guess. And, you know, what made it worse was that Trump wasn't, you know, he did tell them to go away, but he did kind of encourage it in the first place. You know, he did tell them that we're gonna go march to Capitol Hill and we're gonna protest there, but, you know, I think he kind of did expect a riot there. I'm sure he expected a riot, okay? If he didn't, then okay, whatever. But I think he did encourage it, and he caused it in the first place, because he asked them to go to DC and stuff. But yeah, so you know, I blame Trump for a lot of this. He eventually did tell them to go away, but I don't think they really left. They had to get the curfew, you know, to get them to leave. And yeah, but Trump was not exactly being very good in that apology. You know, he was like telling them that, you know, there was lots of election fraud. He was telling them there was lots of election fraud, and, you know, but we can't do a thing about it. And the problem is there is no election fraud, I'm sure. There's no substantial evidence. All of them have been debunked. You can go just search it up, and you can find it everywhere, okay? And just a reminder, I am not a fan of Joe Biden. He has done many horrible things in the past, okay? You know, but honestly, like, just accept the victory, man, from Joe Biden. I mean, like, he's never gonna concede, okay? We all know that. But it's just such a jerk move to not. And, like, he's, like, one of the first presidents that have refused to concede, which is just very horrible. You know, it shows that he has no respect for the country at all. He's always acting like he's so proud, but really, is he that respectful of, you know, the Constitution and all that stuff? Not really. I don't think he is. He is basically, you know, disrupting a lot of the election. We have never seen such a messed up election as this. And it has caused the death of 5 people. You know, it's very tragic. And, yeah. But I think all this is over now. Trump's reign is gone. He can't do anything more. He's not the president anymore now. So, yeah. That's all I have to say for this segment, really. This is like a shorter episode for the first episode. Normally, they're going to be more than 40 minutes long, but this one is just shorter. I don't have much other words to say for this. And also, the Georgia runoffs. Basically, Democrats have won the Senate and the House of Representatives. So basically, they have gotten full control of Congress. Yeah. And so, very sad day for Republicans indeed. Very sad. But yeah. You know, normally I don't like to share a lot of my political opinions. But this is not a political opinion. This is just horrible, okay? It's not that I hate Republicans, okay? I don't, you know, there are good Republicans out there, but, you know, Trump doing this, encouraging them to march to Capitol Hill, to protest there, to cause chaos, to cause drama, this is not a politically opinionated take, okay? This is just complete common sense. Causing this type of anarchy, you know, it's just horrible. Even, like, it's not a political matter or something. It's just being a horrible person. Yeah, but that is it for this segment. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Child Show audio version, episode 1. Today, we talked about some fun topics, but the last topic was a bit serious because we just had to address the elephant in the room. You know, it's very important that we talk about that because it's just very serious and we can learn from that. You know, a lot of politicians, and we can just see the dark side of politics for once. And that's why I try to tell people, don't invest yourself too much in politics. And you can see, you know, Trump supporters, they're very radical. So, you know, it's just horrible to see them protesting there. And I have no sort of empathy for them. I do not understand why they're doing this, right? There's no clue. They're just claiming that there has been election fraud, but there's no proof. So yeah, that's why I addressed it. And I hope you all enjoyed this episode, and you can go check it out on all major podcasting platforms except for Spotify. It's not on there, unfortunately, but it is on Apple Podcasts and all the others. And and if you're watching this on YouTube, well, subscribe. And if you are watching this or listening to this on Apple Podcasts or any other place, then go to the Chill Out Show, the Chill Out Show, to, you know, subscribe, and you get extra content there. And goodbye.